Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat here on a KNZA. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Cause girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us, and the Cause getting a win on Tuesday night to open up their 25-26 season at home against Jefferson County North. Coach, you led it wire to wire, 52-36, beg your pardon, that final score in the game on a Tuesday night. But yes, it still was a wire-to-wire win. I'm sure you have to be pleased for a majority of it, the way your team came out and played and performed on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the first game of the season, and even though we have a lot of returning kids, we kind of have kids playing different roles. As I'm sure you remember and a lot of people listening, we were just injury ridden all season. So, I mean, it was nice because we saw a lot of familiar faces, but again, it's, you know, your typical preseason and you don't really know what to expect until you get on the floor. But, it was good. I thought we did a lot of really nice things. Obviously still a lot to clean up and get better at, but I was super pleased with the girls. Really loved their effort and just their commitment to being good teammates and wanting everyone to succeed. So, I mean, you can't ask for much more out of a first game than that.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you brought up effort. We had that game on KNZA. You guys were forcing turnovers all throughout the game, leading to some easy buckets. So, again, just kind of the press and just putting some pressure on the JCN guards. It just seemed like your team was a little bit more energetic and just really active in that opening game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the word active, that's probably the best word to describe our team. I mean, we have so many kids, especially at the guard spot, that are active. They might not be the biggest or the lankiest kids, but man, they're quick and they're active and they like to run around and fly around. So, I mean, that's going to have to be something that we do a lot. And I know obviously you get further into the season where teams start game planning it and things like that a little bit, but as long as you're being active and just posing the threat and at least forcing teams to make adjustments to that, we'll be good with that. But yeah, I mean, and the activity level was good. I think we had 23 steals or something like that, which is, that's really good. I mean, if you can do that consistently, obviously you're not going to be getting 23 every night, but you know, even if we're up in that 15, 16, 17 range, that's going to be really good, and then it helps steal a lot of possessions and makes your offense look a lot better too in the process.
How about Macy Corcoran? She had a game high 19 points. I think she had 3 steals in the first 90 seconds of that game, and you can confirm with me how many steals she did end up with that game, but she was very good. She was very active, as we just mentioned that word, but 19 points, a key returner for you. She was obviously a big reason why you guys were able to pull that one out on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, credit to Macy. I think she had 7, so.
Okay.
That's a good
number.
She's pretty close. I haven't talked to her yet today. I think she'll be upset that she didn't get her steal record from last year, but, I mean, if she plays like that, she's gonna have a lot of opportunities through the year, but no, I'm super proud of her. Last year she picked up an injury and basically missed the whole back half of the year. And the thing that I appreciate is she was at everything. And the thing that I like the most is that she started to think basketball a little bit more. Even last year in her freshman year, she was just a really, really athletic kid that was playing basketball. And yesterday she looked like a basketball player, which helps everyone. I mean, it helps everyone on our team. It helps Emmy out at the point guard spot. It helps her sister, Joe. I mean, it helps Kaylin and Chuck on our wings and the shooters. It helps Tatum and Devin in the post. I mean, you can go down the road. When you get some kids that are basketball players and they're not just an athlete out there, man, it makes a huge difference. And she's put in a lot of work. She's had about as good of a summer as any kid that we've had around here. But I mean, she's an awesome kid, awesome family. And I mean, she deserves anything that she gets. You know, she works hard for it. It's not luck or anything like that. So a great kid. And, you know, hopefully this is a sign of a lot of good things to come for her this season.
You know, we dive right into Big East League play on Friday night, and maybe the best team in the Big East in Silver Lake, a state runner-up finish last year. They returned two of the best guards in the league, and Dieter and Haney. So you get a big win, good momentum going into Friday night, but things are going to change a little bit when Silver Lake comes to town.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you said it, man. I mean, they have two of the best guards in our league, and the thing is I think you can plop those two on about any team anywhere in Kansas, regardless of class, and they're going to be shoo-in starters. I mean, they're two really, really good guards. Obviously, Haney, I'm pretty sure she's committed to go to Hayes, which is a perennial top 20 program D2-wise year in, year out. obviously. And then you got Deiter, who's only a sophomore. And I mean, typically speaking, I mean, those are the kids that make your biggest jumps from your freshman to your sophomore year. But man, they're going to be good. They're going to be athletic. They kind of lose a lot, like in their post rotation. So don't really know what to expect there, but man, they have two pretty good building pieces around the guard spot. So it's going to be tough. They're going to be super well coached, like they always are. We just got to do the little things that we know what to do. It's kind of nice that we have a game under our belt now. So maybe it's the first game jitters or whatever. And those couple freshmen that got to play a little bit, that's out of their system now. So that way we can just go out and play, and it'll be good to go sit down, watch film, talk about the things we did well, talk about the things we didn't do well. And I think all that stuff's going to really help us out down the road. But yeah, big test, man. They're good. And it's not like we roll out with the scrubs to begin the season. JCN, super well-coached team,
right.
And obviously Silver Lake, probably one of the best, if not the best, team in 3A. So I don't know, man. That's kind of life in the Big East, though.
Yes,
whenever you think things are getting easy, you turn around and you're like, well, I got another hard one coming up. So
yeah.
we're looking forward to it, though. I know the girls will be ready. And, you know, hopefully we can keep playing well. I know we play I like to think we play a lot more exciting than we've had in the years past. So just really excited to see what these girls and how they handle the situations on Friday.
There it is. Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta. Good start for the cause after a 52-36 win to open the season Tuesday night against Jefferson County North. They're right back at home Friday night. Catch it on the Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, but the Eagles and Cause Friday night in Perry. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.